Frances Van Zyl worked to stop the mine since the 1970s. She got involved in activism surrounding housing issues while living in Chicago, but life soon led her back to Mole Lake. She describes how she first heard about the prospect of a mine near the reservation.
My name is Frances Van Zyl from Mole Lake. My family and friends, they call me, here comes your radicalness. And I used to get the biggest kick out of that because I didn't even mind hollering at people. I'd tell them what I thought, and if they didn't like it, too bad, you know. I came back home in the fall of 1971. I came home for a funeral, and my grandmother asked me, "Did you hear them airplanes outside?" She said to me, and I said, "Airplanes?" She said, "Yeah, there have been airplanes flying around outside." She said, "You hear them early in the morning and late at night." Somebody said that's the mining company. They're flying over because he said that they're checking surveying the area, he said, for minerals at that time. Well, it not only interrupted your daily thought, but it kind of bothered the cows, and, you know, because they flew pretty low. And what it sounded like, you know, these crop duster planes that go by, and it's real loud. It's got this great big long thing. It's probably about as long as this table, and it had looked like a big long cone on the end of it. And that's how they came to the reservation. At that time, we knew there was minerals in the ground, but we were always told in our Indian way to leave it alone, because our belief is that the copper and the zinc was, my grandma told me, was those were the cleaning agents to keep the water clean in the ground. And that's how we believed. So we never wanted to bother those minerals, or we never thought about going over there and digging them up and taking them to town and sell them, you know. We always felt like we were the invisible party, you know. They walked on by us when they wanted to do the mining and stuff, and then over the years, all of that changed because we started getting a lot of our tribal members involved in politics and what was going on, and it took us a real long time for the Force County Town Board and them to give Indian a seat on those boards and on those committees. We live here too, and we've been living here all of our lives. And we wanted to know what was going on and why they were doing what they were doing.
Were people in Mole Lake pretty united against the mine proposal, or did some people think it was a good idea?
We stuck together as a whole, like a family. And then when we started going around and talking to the people, we started talking to our neighbors and talking to our friends and talking to the other people. We found out that they liked clean water, too. They needed clean water for their potato fields. They needed clean water for their cows and their chickens and their crops that they had in the field at the time.
Looking back on the whole story, what's the significance of being here today, 10 years after the end of the proposal?
Well, I got land for my children to live on. Today, they got a home. Today, I got grandchildren. And today I got great-grandchildren. So I've been able to see those generations over the years. That's what I got to be thankful for.
Well, thank you, Fran, for talking with us today.
Well, thank you, and thank everybody, because today the Mole Lake Indians have a place they can call their own, and thank the Creator for giving us this beautiful place we call home today.